subject the protest to an authorization. The act to the right to demonstrate is a right by principle, part of common law, and the European Court has recognized the conformity of this to Article 11 of your document. No more than 15 days before there should be a notification so as to guarantee the safety of those demonstrating. This requirement to announce a demonstration seeks to protect the safety of those participating and those living in that area. And it tries to limit the discomfort for other people that either participate or do not participate in the demonstration, especially if the protest will impinge on others' freedom of movement and traffic. And so this can be done by a prohibition of protest can be done by the police only if they believe that it's going to threaten public order. And that prohibition is done with the supervision of a judge who has the last word on the decision. The news, nationally and internationally, have shown that administrative authorities sometimes were forced to prohibit some demonstrations due to the real risk and to public order. This was an exception, though, and the administration tries to ensure that the is only done when truly necessary and that it's proportional in order to protect the freedom to demonstrate. It is possible for the organizers of a demonstration to challenge before an administrative court a decision to prohibit a demonstration, including in an emergency. There is the procedure that allows to obtain from a judge a ruling in order to preserve a fundamental freedom. The administrative judge has the highest word on the prohibition, and they would review it, and it is at that time that the police officers would follow the judge's decision to guarantee public order.
Oui, Monsieur Santos Pais.
Mr. Santos Pais, you had a question on firearms. The intermediate firearms used by the police and the gendarme are regulated in France by the criminal